Since I had not been in previous contact with him or any of his associates for about a year, it is highly unlikely that he would have found out about the malfunction. Open it up, he shouted. I did, and found the following notation scrawled across the first page. Horizon went out. Plane? Comparison of our activities showed that when I was having my troubles in the air on the 19th, near Evansville, Indiana, Yuri had been listening to stereo music on his headset in his New York City home. Over the music, Yuri suddenly heard a voice say, Horizon went out. He didn't know what the statement meant, so he wrote it down on the folder. Then he felt energy flow through him, like when he fixes something. But this made no sense to him, and he forgot about it. Until he heard my story. 126, Chapter 7, A Solution to the Mystery of Uri Geller. I guess I fixed your horizon, he said. It sure looks that way, I replied. We then noticed an ashtray in the middle of the floor that had not previously been there. As I commented on this, a small bottle flew spontaneously from the desk across the room, sharply striking a window some 10 feet distant. The bottle hit glass with such a resounding crash that I was surprised that nothing was broken. I fixed it, I fixed your horizon, said Uri. That's how they tell me. When Puharich reported his dog vanishing instantaneously, articles appearing and disappearing due to Uri's presence, people found it hard to believe him. I suppose you still find it hard to believe my story. When it happens to you personally, you have no choice but to witness to the truth. The book Uri contains a description of the state of meditation from a more physiological point of view. Molecules in brain cells are only positively open when excitement is not strong. Normal excitement overcomes the vibration to our powers. Brain should be in a very relaxed state to receive messages from us. 31 This is the same state with which I have experimented, as have many others, in producing telepathic contact with UFO sources. One last tie in from Uri to the body of contactee data occurs unexpectedly. Puharich reports a string of odd occurrences having to do with some pens on his desk which had flipped up out of their holder and fallen in a pattern which spelled out the word WHY. At 3:45 p.m. I returned to my study, where I found Uri doodling at my desk. I looked at what he had just doodled. It was a set of very advanced tensor equations describing the nature of the gravitational field. Uri did not know what he had just doodled, and he asked me where this came from. Since I recognize the equations as being of the form written by Albert Einstein, I replied, almost facetiously, Einstein. As I said this, there appeared a piece of paper on the floor some 10 feet away from me. I walked over to pick it up. It was a newspaper photo of Albert Einstein. I remembered seeing such a photo in the New York Times magazine some 10 years earlier. I had clipped it out but had not seen it for several years. At this vantage point I was looking at my bed across the hall from where I was standing. In front of my eyes there had appeared a book on the white bedspread. I walked over to examine it. It was a book I had last seen in the basement. It was by Edwin F. Taylor and John Archibald Wheeler, entitled Space-Time Physics, published by W. H. Freeman and Company in 1963. I, 127, Chapter 7, A Solution to the Mystery of Uri Geller looked through it carefully, but the equations that Uri had doodled were not in this book, although the general subject matter was there. Throughout all this activity I had left the 9 pens on my blotter pad intact spelling out the word Y. I returned to my study with Uri, holding the book. As we approached the desk, right in front of our eyes the 9 pens flipped simultaneously in the air and settled down into a new pattern as follows. Though I did not understand the symbolism or meaning of the configuration 32, after I read Uri, I decided to see if I could get a response from the UFO source on this arrangement of pens. I used 2 of my best telepathic subjects to try to discover the possible significance of this pattern to the UFO nauts who had sent it to Puharich. They came up with the following answers, quite independently of each other. 1. The 6 straight lines are the Creator's house, the triangle represents the Creator. 2. The 6 straight lines represent the 3 dimensions of time plus the 3 dimensions of space, the triangle represents the Creator. So, in both cases, the triangle was said to represent the creator. The subject who received the impression that the six upright pens symbolized the creator's house was not a scientist, the other subject was one. I immediately referred back to Dewey B. Larson's analysis of the physical universe as possessing three dimensions of space and three of time. And I have to agree that, translated from the mathematical language of dimensionality, three dimensions of time and three of space are the same as saying, the creator's house in Larsonian physics. Here is Hoover's statement concerning UFOs, 128, Chapter 7, A Solution to the Mystery of Uri Geller. Most of these reports by humans are due to hallucinations and aberrations. But some of our units have landed. But most of the reported landings have been from other visitors from space, some of whom we do not see, but which you can see. They are of different vibrations, different spaces, different velocities. We are the only ones who are mostly here, the other visitors come and go. We stay. 33. This is precisely our understanding of the situation as communicated through telepathic receivers. I'd like to look again at the essence of the anti-dogmatic yet spiritual type of message which telepathic receivers so often report. Note the characteristics: a desire to help people, a fitting in with the religious belief of the culture to which the contact is made, a desire to help prevent wars, and a strong motivation to open people's awareness. We know the past of the human race. But this is one of the secrets, we cannot tell it to you. As to the future, we are not permitted either. But remember all that people need to do, God has written on stone, the Ten Commandments. Thus shall it be done. Remember, you are working for us in ways that are important to us, and which we have not yet explained. Actually, there is no special message for you to pass to the human race. It is possible that should there be a war impending, as between Russia and China, there may be a message to prevent it. But you may try to open their minds with things like telepathy and psychokinesis, things which we have almost forgotten. Yes, they are to be helped. 34. There's one more interesting correlation between a statement by Is and Material Linosp. Remember this passage: we want you to prepare this Earth for our mass landing, a mass landing on Earth. We landed in South America 3,000 years ago, and now we must land again. 35. With it in mind, look at these passages from OSP: and Jehovah caused the Earth, and the family of the Sun to travel in an orbit, the circuit of which requireth of them 4,700,000 years. And he placed in the line of the orbit, at distances of 3,000 years, Aetherian lights, the which places, as the Earth passeth through, angels from the second heaven come into its corporeal presence. As ambassadors they come, in companies of hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands, and these are called the Aetherian hosts. 129, Chapter 7, A Solution to the Mystery of Uri Geller of the Most High. Not as single individuals come they, not for a single individual mortal come they. 36, First the Earth playeth in a circuit around the Sun, which circuit is divided into four arcs called Spring, Summer, Autumn, and Winter. Second, the Sun, with his family, playeth in a large circuit, which is divided into 1,500 arcs, the distance of which for each arc is about 3,000 years, or one cycle. 37. Here is the idea of the cycles, with a more specific discussion of how long they are. Just what are these cycles? How do they affect us? And why must the UFOs appear during the cycle change? One general reason for the UFOs appearing is quoted by researcher Brad Steiger in his book, Revelation, The Divine Fire: the craft that contains the instrument in which I am recorded is 4 3/10 miles in length, by your method of measurement, and 2 1/10 miles in circumference. This craft also contains others of us who are in human form. I have passed the phase of human form. My knowledge and mind processes were long ago recorded into an instrument you would liken to a computer. I was brought to the vicinity of this planet approximately 30,000 years ago, by your method of time measurement. Your planet and the living forms upon it have a specific value to us. Your form of life has a particular value to us. For this reason, at about the time I was brought to the vicinity of your world, We interfered with the natural development of the species of man that inhabited this planet. Our purpose was to shorten the cycle of development necessary for the human inhabitants of this planet to be of use to us. 38 Interestingly enough, in Uri we read that is also reports a computer or computer-like state, Andrea Puharich, you must understand, in this state we are computers. 39 But, be they computers or humans, or entities of an unknown and novel kind entirely, the question remains, why do they appear at the cycles? 130 Chapter 7, A Solution to the Mystery of Urigella Change? And what is a cycle? These are questions important enough in the space contactee message to deserve a chapter to themselves. 131 Chapter 8 The Wanderers. George Hunt Williamson, an anthropologist of considerable reputation, began reporting UFO contact in the early 50s. He published several books about his contactee experiences, none of which were seriously given credence or consideration by his peers. The books contain much that we still consider untrue. The UFOnauts had told Williamson that the sun was not a hot, flaming body but a cool body, and that we had two moons, one a dark moon which was unseen. He was told, moreover, that the moon we already know about had an atmosphere and water. Obviously, none of these statements make sense. But let us back up a bit and look at these statements again, considering not our third density alone but also those densities which interpenetrate ours. Since most of the UFO noughts are in a reality displaced from ours, it is quite possible that they are experiencing these described conditions. In fact, if the Williamson book, The Sources Speak, is read keeping the physical and mental variants of these displaced realities in mind, the material makes quite a bit of sense. In The Sources Speak, Williamson quotes the UFO source as saying, "To apples we salt, we return." No explanation is given of it here, but in a later work, Other Tongues, Other Flesh, he interprets the statement as a promise made to a certain type of individual on Earth. It seems that throughout the history of Earth, people have been born into our planetary vibration who are not Earth natives, that is, they have not incarnated into the physical from Earth's spiritual densities, but from elsewhere. They are true extraterrestrials in that their previous experience is of places elsewhere in the universe. They are true Earth natives in that they have gone through the process of birth, entering first the spiritual realms of Earth and from there incarnating into our physical plane just as any Earth entity would do. During the birth process, the apple usually loses the memory of his extraterrestrial past. He is truly of this planet as he enters its physical plane. His purpose in coming to Earth is twofold. First, he hopes to advance his own vibration or thinking by experiencing the strong catalyst of our physical world. It is a sort of trial by fire approach, the chance to advance more rapidly than is possible in less dense vibrations. Secondly, he hopes that he will be able to reawaken the dormant memory of why he came to 132, Chapter 8, The Wanderer's Earth, and so be able to carry out his mission of service to Earthmen by helping to increase their awareness of universal reality. It is not a foregone conclusion that the apple will remember who he is and what his mission is, but most apples have at least a strongly developed tendency towards meditation and contemplation, so that gradually many are indeed able to recapture at least a portion of that memory. Here is the portion of Other Tongues which deals with this. There were several statements made in The Sources Speak that are significant in connection with these wanderers or apples. Seeds may be planted but they can rot and never reach maturity. This means that the people of outer space knew what was going to develop on Earth. They planted some of their own people here, salted them away like apples. But every seed that is planted or salted away does not grow and reach maturity, it may rot in the ground because of many conditions. Therefore some of the wanderers now on Earth do not know who they are lost in the ways of the Earth, and on physical death will return to their own worlds. They will be none the worse for their experience, except that their mission will not be accomplished. Space intelligences knew that a certain percentage of the apples would fall by the way. Therefore enough of them incarnated into Earth bodies to make up for this inevitable deficiency. One The source who channels through Nadia Landis says much the same thing, You have people who have come from other planets who know no such thing as life on other planets, who even may not believe in life on other planets. Yet, they are in your Earth's atmosphere waiting, living the life, normal, so-called average, everyday, prosaic lives, according to you who are studying, and they still are receiving. Their teachers are around them. Their high selves know who they are and what their destiny is. Not everyone will succeed. Many will go through the life experience and never be aware, and waste or not make gain. But they are neither to be judged nor condemned. The concept of there being entities from other worlds is an intriguing one to many people who indeed have never felt at home on this planet, living the Earth life. In general, apples are said to be poorly suited to the third density vibration, and have problems adjusting to the socio-economic web. 133, Chapter 8, The Wanderers of Our Culture. Indeed, often they also have persistent health problems. But they do not appear alien or extraordinary, they are just people. There are many people on Earth that don't really belong here. This doesn't mean that they came here aboard a flying saucer, disembarked, put on a tweed suit, polished up their English language and moved into the house next door. It does mean, however, that there is a special class or order of beings in the universe that are different from the rest because of the fact that they wander from one world to another, and from one system to another. 3. These people, however, tend to be set apart by their inherent bias towards the kind of love and brotherhood-oriented message that the Confederation is bringing. That is what it is hoped will happen to the apples, that they will awaken and remember that they are here to give light to planet Earth. From the early Williamson book, The Sources Speak, Bonner speaking. There are now many young people in your world who understand our message. They will accept it quickly for they are of the new age. The Great Awakening is here. Many of our people are in your world now. 4. And, from Nada Yolanda, we have contacted key units because they are teaching this new understanding or Aquarian development now. That is why we come through in this way. Why do we not come through to your government heads or your very educated scientists, education, to your way of thinking, of course? Because they could not change the temperature of the mass consciousness, for they do not believe in thought transference or thought control or thought power. But your key units do, and that is why we contact them primarily, secondarily, because they are us. Many of them have incarnated purposely from our realms, dimensions, and other planets to do this work, knowing how to do it. We ask you to remember it, we ask you, and stimulate you through our control and through our interest in you and through our mental communication and spiritual education with you, to do this. That is why we have concentrated for so many years, 25 years, to use a loose segment of time, in teaching these New Age thoughts to those already planted, so they could begin to regulate the thought. 134, Chapter 8, The Wanderer's Temperature of Mass Consciousness. It takes time. Now is the time for us to show ourselves and to make the project a physical manifestation. 5. The extraterrestrial source known as Ishkamar adds its footnote on apples, by mutual agreement between a planetary dweller and an inhabitant of our craft. The knowledge and the memory of one of us may be blended with the planetary without the loss of the receiver's identity. The one from our group adds only his knowledge to the planetary dweller, and the abandoned body is disseminated. This blending may not take place without mutual agreement between the beings involved, and the planetary dweller must fully agree and desire this blending. We seek, therefore, not to take, but to give. We, however, are not alone in our interests in your world. There is in existence with us another group. Their interests are not necessarily harmful toward you, yet their methods are in direct opposition to ours. They also have interfered with the development of your planet. They wish to reach their ends, not by cooperation, but by control and domination. You must reach a high level of mental development and knowledge to be able to understand our purposes. We have attempted to gain your cooperation for thousands of years. We have been vigorously opposed by the other group. We must achieve our goal by guidance of your kind, but we must desire guidance for us to be of assistance to you. 6. This source describes a type of apple which is no doubt very heavily in the minority. There must be very few of these around. But I do think they exist. However, Our main interest in this chapter is to explore the concept of the apple developed by Williamson and others, for I do think that there are very many of these apples among us today. As I said, few if any serious researchers paid any real attention to Williamson's and others' contactee information, since it seemed to be unsupported in any way and quite unverifiable. It may be that this situation has changed now, to some extent, for I have found interesting evidence which supports this contactee information about apples. I started doing age regression hypnosis in 1955. The general technique is to produce the deepest state of hypnosis possible in a particular subject, and then suggest a retrograding of memory, back through childhood, and then to birth. Most people are able under hypnosis to remember and describe in exhaustive detail not only the exact environment into which they were born, 135, chapter 8, The Wanderers, but the details of the delivery, sensation by sensation. The subconscious mind seems to store memory independently of the normal functioning of conscious perceptions. The subject is now at the point of birth into this world, and the suggestion is made that he go further back in time, and remember what has occurred previous to this birth. Most subjects relate several earth lives as the guide patiently listens and asks questions of the subject. Many people are true earth children in the spiritual sense, and in age regression you find their trail as it leads through tinker, tailor, merchant, thief, etc. However, every once in a while I have come across subjects who, when regressed beyond birth, leave our earth planes entirely. These seeming apples that I have uncovered give information that correlates substantially with Williamson's apple data. I have selected material from my files on three of these apples because they independently claim to have known each other as extraterrestrials, and thus their testimony forms a fuller picture, one story fitting into the next. I have edited out the parts of the regressions having to do with this life. I have deleted the names of the three subjects and substituted the initials A, B, and C to indicate the identity of the speaker. As you follow this story through, please remember that I am not suggesting that all the apples come from this one place described by these three subjects. Apples come from many places. Their cultures and personal details vary widely. What they have in common is their motive and mission here on Earth. I am including the personal details concerning this one small group's life in another world, however, because it adds a depth to their fascinating story. We start with the physical appearance of these people. They look quite human and rather Nordic, CK, your OWN skin, your OWN color would be described most clearly as what? Very light. Blonde. Whitish. No, yellow. 136, chapter 8, The Wanderers are they are. I keep seeing just one man there. Pick that man out and just concentrate on him. He is tall. There is much bright vibration coming from him. It's very hard to explain appearances. He has long hair. Is his head covered at all? Just by vibration, by white. We see each other and he smiles. How do you feel about the exchange of glances and that smile? I feel that he is somehow important to me. But right now, he's just a good man. We are wearing robes. That is my impression, white robes. Appearances don't mean anything. But there's vibration. But he has such a kind face, all full of light. Is his face bearded, shaven? No, it's. He has no hair on his face. And the color? It is a golden color. His height would be about what, in terms of feet and inches? About 7 feet. In terms of pounds, his weight would be about what? He is so slender. Very light. You just pass him, and continue on your way. Yes. One great difference between our Earth race and theirs seems to be the aging factor. They count time in quite a different way. You are about how old? Pause, it doesn't mean anything. 137, chapter 8, The Wanderers. How long have you been there? My body size is not as tall as this one. But mine has been there for a long time. Age is a hard thing. I cannot see age. I feel old. I feel young. I feel wonderment at what I've seen. Very well. Are the other people older or younger than you are? They seem to be perhaps a little older. Once again, age here doesn't show. Well, it shows, but it's not connected with numbers. It is simply physical appearance. I feel very old, and yet when I saw myself I was not old. Today we simply have a different physical appearance. See, let's go back to age 26 then. 1, 2, 3, snap. All right. I seem to be rather old. Then your year is different from an Earth year, then, isn't it? Yeah, must be. And your appearance? And your mate's appearance? How would you appear to be? Just the same. But old. Your appearance does not change, but you just physically deteriorate, then? It's a slowing down of energy, as much as anything. The normal mode of person-to-person communication seems to be telepathy. Do you communicate verbally, by sound? Not very much. No, most of it is mind-reading. Telepathy. There is not much use for words with the teachers. 138, Chapter 8, The Wanderer's B.S. What about communicating with another individual? Is it by verbal communication, by voice form? Did you talk or listen? There was some of that, but mostly minds. You had mouth and voices and ears. So you could communicate if you wanted to? Yes, but much was done with mind. There. The importance was done with mind. These otherworlders seem to enjoy considerably more freedom than we as regards the boundaries of consciousness. They have the ability to move out of the physical body in consciousness, very much at will. There are many on Earth who have had such experiences, but it is not common here, it seems to be common there. One apple mentioned by George Hunt Williamson, Nikola Tesla, certainly used the other dimensions while he was here. He is reported to have been able to visualize his inventions in precise detail. He would say to someone, "Here is my experiment. Can't you see it? I've been running it for 3 days. Tomorrow I'll disassemble it and inspect it for wear." The observer could see nothing. Yet with these invisible experiments, Tesla made significant advances in science, and is the father of alternating current theory and application. Tesla was using the power of his mind to create devices on the finer planes of existence. See, talks about these planes. Well, in the body, there is a great difference in the potential there. It is known to be greater, so that there are many more different kinds of people than here. Am I to take it that you are talking about leaving your body? Not exactly. It is an extension with oneness with the body, yet the dimension extra other than you can work in and affect you here, and it is real, and it is a lot of fun. It is not a leaving of the body, it is not a dissociation from the body, it is an extension of intelligence, not through the body but the other way around. First the dimension, which means you can move an end out of the body into the extensions of the body into different dimensions, then by these it is much more easy to be helpful. It is difficult to be of use when kept within the body. 139, Chapter 8, The Wanderers Without the Other Dimensions. Yet there were dimensions there that we could not enter although we knew of them. To these apples on their home planet, death does not seem to pose the threat it tends to on Earth. Life and death seem to be perceived with some clarity as one flowing substance. See, all right. I believe you are going to leave the life here soon? Yes. You will not approach the age of 30. No. Is it a traumatic experience? Not at all. All right, will you go to that point? My heart stopped. That's all. Is your mate with you? He was, yes. He was? And what happened to him? I don't know. He's still alive? He stayed by where I was for a while. After life had left the body, is there a soul as we know a soul, and what happens to it? Yes. I stayed there for quite some time. Which would mean for a few days, or a few weeks, or... I waited for my mate. He taught for some months. Yes. Is he aware of your presence? Oh, yes. 140, Chapter 8, The Wanderers B. You leave that planet? When you leave, will you die a death, or will you just transfer or move on? How will it work out? It has to do with the ship, but... I will have to leave here, but I don't understand about the death. When it... I just know. I believe the leaving takes place without the body, but it has to do with the ship. but the will. There is a body, but it is not the same as a tangible one. That one is, I believe, it is unnecessary for the journey. Then how does the separation take place? Will you go up to that point, and tell me step by step?